Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today, we're joined by Bloomberg reporter Tiffany Carey. It may get harder to pay for your purchases at marijuana dispensary shops. This after a common workaround that lets people use debit cards is getting shut down. So, Tiffany, banks and credit card companies don't process the transactions since marijuana is still illegal according to federal law. So what was the workaround?
Yeah, it was this thing called cashless ATMs. It's also sometimes called point of banking. And to the customer, it looked pretty innocuous, unless they went to go and check their bank statement later. And then often they would see, you know, instead of the dispensary's address where they had bought some marijuana, they would see the address that led to, say, like a neighboring McDonald's or a neighboring bagel shop. And this technology was sort of circumventing the banking system's attempt to keep marijuana off by kind of imitating another address, which was problematic for several reasons to Visa and MasterCard and the banks.
Okay, so then who's pulling out? What's the change?
So there are a lot of layers to this industry. I won't bore you with all the details. But, you know, basically the underlying processor for these transactions has sort of shut them off. And so now there's been a bit of a scramble by the dispensaries as well as the companies that provide this sort of payment processing to the dispensaries to find alternatives. The good news is there are alternatives out there that people say are more compliant, but they may be a little more awkward for customers and dispensaries. They require things like, you know, giving a dispensary your bank transfer information.
Okay. And this is going to be potentially expensive for dispensaries. Because they have to set up new payment processes?
That's a good question. I don't know how expensive it is for them to switch over. I do think, though, that many dispensaries benefited from the sort of fees that were charged through these cashless ATMs. So sometimes you'd see, you know, $2 to $3.50 or even more was being charged for these fees. And it's not always clear exactly who got that share. But you can imagine with all of the dispensary purchases that are made across the U.S., you know, this is quite a lucrative business that customers were willing to pay more for the convenience of using their cards. And now that sort of stream of money has gone away.
I know the dispensaries, at least here in the Bay Area, have always complained that it's really tough for them because, number one, it's difficult to, you know, have like those cashless transactions. You've got people who, you know, choose to buy on the black market because it's cheaper. Mm-hmm. And when they get slapped with all the taxes, they have to add all of that onto the cost. I mean, it's problematic for them, they say, at the very least. So this can't be helping their business when they find out that, oh, wait, by the way, we only take cash, or that would be the easiest way for you to make this purchase.
Yeah, I'm still hoping to hear more from some of these dispensaries and hear what they're going to do. One of the largest companies that does the sort of software for dispensaries that integrates with these payment solutions, they're now coming out and saying they have something else that they can offer people as an alternative.
Thanks very much. Tiffany Carey is Bloomberg reporter. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg TV at 2 p.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.